This is episode 95. It's called Mom Meh.
Did you know that April 1st, no joking, was this podcast's 3-year anniversary? Of course you would not know because I didn't post anything on Instagram celebrating the big achievement that, you know, this is. Because did you know that most podcasts end within 3 episodes of starting because, well, let's just keep it real. Planning and recording and editing and publishing and promoting an episode is, it's a pain in the ass. But I enjoy it and Avery likes doing it too. So here we are 3 years later. Personally, I can't believe that I lasted that long. That's what he said. Sorry about that. See, that is the kind of immature content that you're going to find here on A Very Bright Life sometimes. But I also hope that there's also a good amount of helpful and useful and supportive information as well. So that's why we're still here after 3 years. I have heard from listeners who've said that they felt less alone when they're listening to this podcast. I've heard other people tell me that they've learned something that they didn't know before. And I don't know, things like that. So that makes me feel happy. And so it makes me motivated to continue. So here we are. We often talk about topics around disability over here and about Avery specifically. We chat about disability parenting, but this episode is about women, in particular women who are moms. And I just wanted to share something that I have been feeling, and I know a lot of my mom friends have been feeling it too, and I wondered if maybe this is something that you can relate to. So this episode is neither happy nor sad. It's just what it is. Hence the title, Mom Meh. So again, it took Avery several attempts to say Mom Meh. So let's just strap in and let's go.
Hey everyone, it's A Very Bright Life.
It sure is. Your life is so bright.
I gotta wear shades.
We are so happy that you're here with us.
Let's do this thing.
So the other day, my girlfriend and I were chatting on the phone and we were talking about this Facebook post that our mutual friend had shared. And in her post, she was talking about her quest for happiness. And she shared that she couldn't actually remember the last time that she felt happy. And she went on to say that, like, she wasn't depressed. She just wasn't anything. And she just felt this consistent level of, I don't remember the word she used, but I want to say flatness, maybe. And so she was reaching out for support and she was asking for help and she wanted to talk about it. And I think that's a really great thing to do. And so my friend and I were talking about it because it really resonated with both of us. And my friend was like, I know so many women right now who are feeling like this. And I was like, yeah, same. And even for me specifically, somebody who used to be a pretty three-dimensional, highly social person, I have been feeling kind of flat myself for it feels like years. And I thought once we came out of COVID, it would feel better, but not so much. And the whole, it's just unlike me. And my friend was like, oh, I know, but you know, you have so much going on in your life and it's, you know, everything going on with Avery. And I'm like, yeah, but Avery related stress is not new and it's never going to go away really. So, you know, why am I suddenly feeling like, sort of lost my headphones, earbuds, AirPods, whatever they're called. She expressed a similar kind of vibe. She's like, you know, I'm tired all the frickin' time. I'm foggy. I'm unmotivated. And it's just so freaking frustrating. And I was like, sister, preach. I totally hear you. And we both agreed that a lot of this has to do with, dun, 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 menopause. Frickin' menopause. Like, I mean, menopause is a disaster. But you know, it is what it is. But we also figured out that a lot of this has to do with sleep. It's as simple as that, like, or as simple as, just not simple. It's very complicated. How is your sleep? Are you one of those people who put your head down on the pillow and then you just fall fast asleep and then stay asleep? Are you one of those people? If you are, I would like to come over and spoon you and have you teach me your ways, because I have been struggling with sleep for years now. This is so boring. Who cares? But it's a thing. It's a thing that I think a lot of us have in common. So I'm going to talk about it. And I think for me, I've attributed a lot of my sleepless nights with going into menopause, but I mean, I'm fully in it now and I'm doing hormone replacement therapy. And frankly, my sleep hasn't really improved that much. So that's something I need to investigate. But I also talk a big talk, like I'm full of crap, because I know all of the things that I need to do to get a better night's sleep. Do I do them? No, I don't. So I know about going out in the morning first thing and getting morning light. I do it. It's hit or miss. And also it's been really cloudy. So what are you going to do? And I know that I'm a way better sleeper when I exercise, like even if it's just going for a walk, like a nice brisk jaunt, you know, that totally helps me fall asleep. And I also know that if I have a solid nighttime wind down kind of routine, which does not include watching scary movies or even scarier, watching the news or scrolling through like my social media feeds and things like that, because some of the stuff I see in there, it gets me all riled up right before bed. So that's not smart. And then of course the whole blue light situation. So, you know, but I know this, but does it stop me from like endlessly scrolling through TikTok right before bed? No. Also, as you probably already know, if you've listened to this podcast, I've been sleeping with Avery on most nights because her sleep apnea is just horrendous. So, and I'll talk more about that another time. We're working on it. We've got some pans in the fire, so to speak. So hopefully we can sort this out. But yeah, I just wanted to keep an ear on her. And when you have your ear on someone, it's not really conducive to a good night's sleep. Not to mention Avery's freaking cat, Kevin. Love the guy. He's adorable. But I don't know if it was the solar eclipse. He went absolutely bananas during the eclipse, by the way. He had a complete hairy meltdown. He was running all around and just, the dog just sat there, had no reaction whatsoever. So anyway, I don't know if it was that, if it was the time change, or it being lighter now in the morning and the birds just going off at 4:30 in the morning, but whatever it is, this cat has been getting up and causing a complete ruckus every morning, waking everybody up. So that's stupid annoying, but we're working on that as well. Anyway, my point is those periods though, where I do have a few solid nights of sleep, like consecutively in a row, my whole personality and demeanor changes. Flat Lisa just reanimates into three-dimensional Lisa. As if by magic. A few weeks ago, I had, I don't know, probably 3 nights that I slept more than 5 hours a night. And I got up one morning and I was all peppy and enthusiastic. And my husband looked at me and he was like, well, there she is. He's like, I'm so happy that you're back. And it was really quite apparent that when I don't sleep well, I'm not me. So anyway, sleep definitely has a lot to do with this mood that many of us are in. Sleep and happiness definitely correlate. Obviously, that's not anything new. And we also can't ignore the fact that the world feels heavier than ever. Or maybe it's always been heavy. I just didn't notice. I don't know, but it feels, oh, hella heavy. There's multiple wars, there's the climate crisis, there is just how expensive everything is. And a bunch of other things that are just constantly circling in our brains that definitely raise our adrenaline and lower our peace and our contentment. So there's nothing we can do about that. And I think it's more about how we react to all of it. And I don't react to it all very well, clearly. So again, another thing to add to my list of things to work on. And of course, it's not just women, it does affect men and dads as well, but I can't speak for the men in my family, although sometimes I do against their will. But I'm speaking as a female, as a mom, because that's my experience. And on that note, here's another thing. My friend in that same call mentioned this, and I can't stop thinking about it. She said that women who are of our age, now she's like on the tippy toe edge of 40s, and I'm like a few footsteps into 50. So around that age, many of us are experiencing a level, and she used the word of grief, that you truly can't understand until you've experienced it. And so it's this sense of loss of our children, our older children, who are headed off or have gone out into the world, and they're leaving us, as they should. Of course they should, as nature intended. And I didn't realize until she said it how much I am missing my son. He's in his third year at university, and he's living away from home, and he's living his best life. And I am so happy for him. And I would never say this to him. And there's no danger of him ever finding out, because he doesn't listen to his mom's podcast. But I think about him. I think about him obviously more than he thinks about me. And that sounds really needy, when I don't mean it that way, because, you know, that's the way it should be. His life is full, and he has his, you know, his school, he has friends, he has all kinds of social activities and sports, and he's got a girlfriend who is now his number one go-to. And again, that's the way it's supposed to be. Our kids swap out their moms for their romantic partners, and, you know, we're thrilled for him. And his girlfriend is an absolute doll. We totally just love her. And it makes me happy to see how happy they make each other and how much they have in common. And I love the way that he's so animated whenever he talks about her, and how respectful they are of each other, and just how excited they are about their futures. And I wouldn't want it any other way, but I miss my boy. And I have to stop myself whenever I'm feeling myself slipping down that slope of regret, you know, like asking those questions like, did I do enough when he was little? Did I teach him all this stuff? Did we have enough fun? I mean, I know there were fun moments, but honestly, I can see these gaps of time where I was just too busy. I had my head down and I was just like doing all the things, and I feel like there were these missed opportunities. You know what I mean? But I think that is a very dangerous road to go down. Because regret is not something that feels good. And it is what it is. We did what we did, and we did our best, and I think that's great. But it still makes me feel mildly nauseous whenever I like look back at little videos of when the kids were little, and when he was just like a little toddler, and when he was in elementary school, and they make me weep every time I watch them. It's just insanity. Like, why do I do that to myself? So anyway, my friend was absolutely right. And yeah, it's a kind of grief. It's grieving a time that has passed and a time that will never again be. I don't even know. It sounds like a weird poem, but you know what I mean? So, but obviously I realize how lucky I am. Like, this is not a bad problem to have, that my son is off doing the things that he's supposed to be doing and happy. I know that I should be grateful for the life and the family that I have. I am grateful. It's just, I don't know, it's just a little heartbreaking sometimes, you know, how fast everything goes. And like I said, I'm 4 steps into 50. I don't know how many steps I have left, you know? Like, do I have time to do more things and make more of an impact on my family and my kids? Like, I know I do. I get a bit dramatic. So, and then speaking of dramatic, there's this. So Avery is in grade 12 and loving it and happy and great. It's all good, good, good. But all of her typical friends, and she still has lots of typical friends who she's known from elementary school and around the neighborhood, that kind of thing. And they are all posting on Instagram about shopping for the perfect prom dress and, you know, exclaiming, I got into, you know, whatever university in the fall and all of those great things. And that path is just not in the cards for Avery. She will not be going to a prom this spring. I do think she has the option of attending the prom in the year that she graduates from her extended 3-year victory lap of high school. And that will be awesome. If that's an opportunity that suits her, then we will take it. It just hits different, if you know what I mean. Same, same, but not the same. So I feel like it's these big milestones, these big life changes that really highlight the differences in our life. And most days I don't even see Avery's life as any different than anybody else's. I don't really feel it on a day-to-day basis, but it's these moments that I do feel it quite deeply. And that's not to say that there's anything negative about our life or about the path that we are on. But it just reminds me that we are on a different path. And sometimes that damn path is complicated and stressful. And I feel like it's leading to a place that is very unfamiliar. And it's filled with a lot of unanswered questions. And I don't like that. I like to know where the path is going. I like to know how long it's going to take to get there. What snacks I need to bring. You know, I need to know the terrain so I know what shoes to choose. You know what I mean. Have you ever felt any of this? Like, I'm sure you have, because if you're listening to this podcast, I think we get each other. But I don't know. It's this feeling of not envy and not jealousy. Maybe just it's a feeling of longing, I guess. I think that's the right word. Just longing for that typical experience. It's not wanting what we have. It's longing for what we don't have, maybe. And I know that the typical experiences are not all rosy either. Typical kids and their families have lots of challenges that they have to navigate as well. I guess I'm just going through just a temporary sensitive spot where I just feel the sting of it all a little bit. So anyway, if you're feeling it too, virtual hug, because I see you. I get it. Sucks. So yeah. Anyway, I guess, you know, this is probably part of the reason why I've been feeling a little flat. I've been feeling unmotivated. Like the amount of time I spend just literally wandering around my house in my slippers, just with no clear direction for the day. That's not like me. Usually I have something on the go at all times. And yeah, anyway, just feeling a little meh. So if you're feeling it too, I know that you know that we can't stay in this place because life is too valuable. Life is too damn short. So what do we do? Well, we need to stop doom scrolling on freaking TikTok when we should be doing something self-care related, like taking a bath. Or actually, I'm off baths right now. Somebody said something about baths that grossed me out and now I can't unhear it. But anyways, or like going to bed early to read a book and then falling asleep at a reasonable hour. Or like the other day, we were sitting on the couch and had finished dinner and we were watching TV, and I looked at Avery and I looked at my husband and I'm like, let's go. It's beautiful outside. Let's go for a walk. So we got our asses off the couch and we took the dog for a walk and came home. And I don't think I've ever gone for a walk and come home and said, I really regret getting all that fresh air, you know? So instead of just staring at the TV like a zombie, which is easy to do because most of us are absolutely exhausted because of the no sleep thing. So instead of doing that, just get our butts off the significant dent on the couch. I've left a divot where I sit on the couch. That is so embarrassing. Anyway, it can feel like a huge effort, but even if it's just once around the block, it's a win-win. The dog gets a walk. We can pick up the mail on our way past the community mailbox, you know, get a few steps in, get some air in our lungs, listen to the birds chirping, and ultimately it helps get a better night's sleep. So I don't know why I fight it so hard, but try not to be too hard on myself, because all of these things, the exhaustion, the heavy mental load, the weight of the world, and of course the legitimate concerns that we have for our atypical kids. And then of course the nostalgia creeps in there, and it really is nice though to look back and like relive all the special moments of our kids' childhoods, isn't it? It's pretty sweet. It's bittersweet is what it is, because I usually end up crying because I miss those moments, I'll be honest. But for me, I just need to suck it up and remember that I'm not 89, and I still have a few good years left in me and lots of time to make memories. So it's all good. And speaking of magical memories, we are heading off to Florida very soon. We're going to be going to watch Avery's cheer team compete on a world stage on their quest for gold. They've competed before. They got a bronze medal in 2018, a silver medal in 2019, and now we're going back for gold. That's the plan anyway, so we'll see how that goes. But her cheer team is comprised of 100% developmentally disabled athletes, ranging in age from 12 to 34, I believe. And they are 100% athlete powered, which means when they are out on the mat, there are no helpers helping them. It's just the team out there supporting each other. And oh, I felt a sob coming on. What is wrong with me? Maybe it's hormonal. Maybe my HRT is too high or something. Because just talking about them out there, oh, it makes me want to cry. Anyway, so they're going to be competing in the Special Olympics traditional division. And oh my God, it's going to be amazing. I can't even wait. And it doesn't hurt that the competition takes place at the ESPN Sports Center on the Disney World property. So how fun is that? If they win, I am going to celebrate with, I don't know what, a Dole Whip and something else. I don't even know. So how can you feel flat when exciting adventures like this are coming up? Really? Get over yourself, Lisa, honestly. And a funny aside, I don't know if it's funny or not, but when I was pre-packing for this trip, because I'm one of those people that packs like 3 weeks in advance because I just need to, I realized, horror of horrors, I needed a new bathing suit for this trip. And my old one was just not, it couldn't handle all this anymore. So I needed to upgrade. And if you ever want to feel great about yourself, go try on bathing suits with Avery, because she is the ultimate hype girl. Seriously. I decided that I wanted to get a one piece because I would like a one piece, and I needed to replace my tankini. And so I tried this one on, and I picked it up and I put it down, and Avery's like, no, Mom, you have to try that one. So, okay. So I put it on, and the negative self-talk inside my brain was just a chattering. And Avery looked at me and she's like, oh, Mom, you look so pretty. That looks so amazing on you. She's like, you have to get it. And she was so sincere that I just had to believe her. And so I got it. I am now the proud owner of a new bathing suit that has a skirt attached to it. Yeah. You can tell me, yeah, that I'm in my 50s. You don't need to. I just have to look at my bathing suit. So it's fine. It looks nice. It's good. I can't believe that in just a matter of a few weeks, we're going to be sitting in the sunshine. I'm looking out the window and it's raining. It's cold. And I mean, there's nothing like a shot of sunshine to really pep you up. So I think that'll be great too. Anyway, thank you for listening today. And I hope that you're feeling good. I hope that you're sleeping well and living your most three-dimensional life. And if you've felt this way or you're feeling this way, or if you have any suggestions for how to reanimate yourself from flat to 3D, I would love to hear about it. So leave us a message or come on over and chat with us on Instagram. And by the way, the next episode will air when we are away in Florida at the competition. Incidentally, it will air on the day that we're competing in the finals. And the topic of the episode is going to be about cheerleading. So I'm going to talk about what accessible cheer is and just some of the special moments from Avery's 6 years in the sport and what we've all learned from it. So I hope you'll tune in then. And maybe if you're listening on the day that we compete, please send us some gold medal vibes because we're going for it, baby. Even though just between you and I feel like the Americans are going to crush us. But it's okay. We're there. We're going to do our best. And that's all that matters. We're winners no matter what happens. I mean that. Seriously. Okay. Here's Avery.
What kind of a bow can't be tied? A rainbow, of course.
Thanks for listening.
Your support means so much to us. So thank you for sharing the podcast and for cheering us on. It is amazing to see this bright, beautiful community growing in this way. If you have a question, an episode suggestion, or you just want to say hello, we would love to hear from you. So reach out on Instagram or send us an email. Or you can show off your techie prowess by leaving us an audio message by clicking the message button on the Spotify for Podcasters homepage. That link is in the show notes and on the podcast page on the A Very Bright Life website. If you liked what you heard today, please consider leaving us a review. More positive comments and 5-star reviews nudge the algorithm to deliver this content to more ears. Thanks for listening, and we'll chat with you again soon.